Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, we're in very interesting times, and I say this all the time, but every week it gets more and more interesting. And I decided that maybe we need to talk about, you know, getting more grounded in especially when there's so much stuff flying around us, because I think that is our golden ticket to stay fully present and alert. So, you know, my question to you all is, do you struggle to stay centered when the world feels chaotic? Well, if you do, you've come to the right place. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and host of the Dr. Dolores Show. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, because this is just an important foundational piece for us to be fully present in the moment. And grounding is like the essential thing. And, you know, it was really interesting because I work with mentors and I have my whole entire life. And probably about 5 years ago, remember when we went through COVID, they said, this is where grounding is going to be essential because you need to stay fully grounded so you could stay fully present. And this is where we're heading in the future, because that, like I said, that's your golden ticket to being able to unlock the lock to go to where you need to go next. So how does connecting to the earth help restore your calm and clarity? You know, so we're going to talk a lot about this today, and I'm hoping that I will give you some insights and maybe some aha moments that you could integrate into your life as well. Energy of the planet is accelerating. Okay. Have you ever noticed that time seems to be speeding up? Okay. Yes, we are getting older, and that usually happens when we get older, but this, you know, put that on the side. Time is speeding up because what that concept is the collapsing of time. And that's probably for another episode on the show, but that is what's happening. It's like everything is collapsing. So linear time is no longer past, present, and future. It's kind of flipped. So it's past, present, and future. So everything is happening all at the same time. So what we're seeing too, you know, planetary wise, is there's a lot of political unrest. There's a lot of environmental change and a lot of emotional upheaval, and we as human beings, and we're energetic beings, we're going to feel it. Okay. People who are sensitive, they're healers, maybe they're awakened souls, they're going to pick up collective frequencies more easily without even realizing it. Okay. Because remember, everything is energy. We are energy. You and I, who are looking at each other, if you could see me on the video, we're denser demonstrations of energy, okay? Yet the things that we can't see are less dense. They vibrate at a different frequency. It's like radio waves. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, whether or not we experience them, ignore them, trap them in our bodies, they're all there. It's all energy. It's all running the show. Now, that's with us individually. Take that on a global perspective. Every individual has this. And so when we all start coming together en masse, it's collective consciousness, and we're all contributing all of our stuff to collective consciousness. It's no surprise that we're in the state that we're in right now in our world, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of not pretty things, a lot of ugly going around right now, a lot of anger, a lot of rage, betrayal, abandonment, you name it. And it's not just happening in this moment. It's the collective over time and place. Because remember what I was saying, there's no linear time anymore. everything's happening past, present, and future simultaneously right here, right now. So circling back to like sensitives and healers and awakened souls, you know, you are going to start feeling things a lot more intensely than the average person who is not awake. And that's okay. Everybody's on their path, but just so you have the awareness that you're not going cray cray, but this is what might be happening. So when we are ungrounded, okay, and I'm not saying grounded because you were bad or whatever, grounding is how we plant ourselves on the earth so we could allow the frequencies of the earth to move through us and support us. When we are ungrounded, our energy drifts upward. So we're out of our body. We're kind of wonky. We have a tendency to be in our mind that way. That's where we overthink. Maybe we feel anxious or lose touch with our bodies. It's like a huge disconnect from our physical body. And I see this a lot because in the work that I do, and I, as you know, I'm a nurse practitioner and I still work part-time in institutions like hospitals and stuff like that. And my area of expertise is surgery. And, you know, my gift is that I see energy. I feel it. I taste it. I'm very fluent in speaking it. And I could see, you know, patients coming into the OR suite and their energy is all around their head. And it's like so tightly wound to the rest of their body because they are not integrated. They're in their head. They're, you know, worrying, which is what happens when you sometimes have surgery. You're afraid and that's normal. What I'm finding is that when people are stuck in their heads like that, we really need to move that energy into their body so it could balance them out, so they be grounded in their body. And when they're grounded in their body, they start to calm down. Grounding will bring the energy back into your body and the present moment, creating stability and coherence. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. Grounding brings your energy back into your body and the present moment, creating stability and coherence. And, you know, what I want to say, too, grounding is not about escaping chaos. It's about creating calm within it. Okay, so you could have an energetic, you know, sideshow imploding around you. And, you know, it's, you know, you don't have to be part of that. It's about when you ground yourself, you are giving yourself the gift of creating calm with that chaos. Okay. So it's not affecting you as much as it had been before when you were ungrounded. So let's just dive in a little bit more about grounding as an energetic self-regulation. So, you know, there's energy systems and the earth has an electrical magnetic field that interacts directly with our energy system. When we connect to Mother Earth's frequency, our body naturally harmonizes. So, case in point, have you ever been out in nature and you're just there breathing in the forest energies and you just feel more calm, more present, more alert? That is an example of connecting with the Earth's electromagnetic field. I think nature probably is how best to do that. But, you know, what about those people who don't have nature close by? Or maybe they live in, you know, a concrete world where they're in a city or in an urban type of living situation. So what do? You know, maybe there's a little park or something like that. Just find something green around you. Bringing plants into your environment too is going to help you remind yourself of that as well, because the plants have a tendency to ground your energy and bring you back to reality. And it's a great way to add more life to your living situation or your living setting. Grounding balances the root chakra And that's our energetic foundation for safety, belonging, and vitality. So we have multiple chakras. I believe there's 7 or 8 of them. And they run along our spine, from the base of our spine, which is our root chakra. But it's about really feeling planted and present, where you are thriving and not just surviving. So when you ground yourself, you are opening the doorway for your foundation to be built on a solid surface. Okay. So grounding balances the root chakra. And remember, that is the energetic foundation for safety, belonging, and vitality. And it also is where the nervous system kind of begins, okay? It regulates the nervous system and shifts us from fight or flight into rest and restore. There's also fight, flight, freeze, or pause. And I feel that many of us have been, our nervous systems have been dysregulated by, you know, life's events and also what's happening in our world today. And we're always in react mode. And we need to bring our nervous system back to restore and rest, because that's how it's going to heal itself. When we're constantly in motion, trying to make something happen or controlling it, it's out of fear. Okay, I'm going to say controlling it out of fear, scarcity, lack. This is where we are going into survival mode. Okay, whereas when you connect to the earth and anchor yourself into the earth, you're getting the energetic richness from the earth that's going to bring you into balance. And this is where you're going to be able to move beyond surviving and and you're going to thrive. So emotionally, when we ground our energy, it helps release other people's energy that we may have taken on unconsciously to carry. Okay. Do you ever think of it from that perspective? You know, sometimes when you're just, I'm going to say spiraling, because you're just so ungrounded, and you could tell when you are and aren't, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It's, you know, it's so easy for your energy to meld with other stuff and other people's stuff, and take on other people's stuff without you having the conscious reality that you're doing that. So when you are more balanced and more grounded, you can very easily discern where you end and somebody else begins, and actually set some firmer boundaries for yourself. So spiritual grounding anchors your higher awareness into daily life, merging the divine with the human. So, you know, this is all important. And I think it's so timely right now that we have this talk, because people are probably scrambling on how to do and what should I do and how do I get through all of this. I'm going to invite you to just focus on grounding your energy and being fully present in your body, because these are going to be your keys to moving forward. And we're getting ready to go on our first break on the Dr. Dolores Show. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about grounding amidst global chaos today on our show. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive. Take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. We're talking about grounding amidst global chaos today on our show. And if you're really enjoying this episode, I invite you to take a moment to share that grounding energy with the world. Like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with someone who needs a moment of peace today. And we all do, trust me. Join our Conscious Community newsletter for free meditations and tools for your awakening journey. And if you're ready to go deeper, schedule a one-on-one session with me at drdoloresfazzino.com. Let's help you feel calm, clear, and energetically aligned. So, you know, before we went on break, we were talking about what grounding looks like from energetic perspectives. And, you know, what I have another question for you. What are the signs that your energy isn't grounded? Do you have these feelings maybe? You may feel spacey, dizzy, fatigued, forgetful, or maybe emotionally reactive. Let me tell you, there's a lot that could be pushing your buttons today and triggering you. No surprise. You might find yourself obsessing over news, comparing yourself, or maybe feeling overwhelmed. My suggestion would be is like, please turn off the news because that is not helping the situation. Your body can also send signals, like maybe you have tightness in your chest, your breathing is really shallow, and your thoughts are really kind of scattered. These, you know, are probably invitations from your spirit to slow down and come back to your center. So, you know, if you're having any of those, you know, I applaud you for having the awareness to know you're having it, because that's huge. Being aware is a big deal. When you are aware, this is where you can make different choices. You can go into react mode, or you could become curious with what's going on. Maybe focus on your breathing to bring you back into your body. So true. When we are scattered and stressed out, we don't breathe deeply. It's like we are shallow breathing, and pay attention to that as well, because a lot of people don't realize they do that until it's brought to their attention. When you're able to take a deep breath, just imagine you're expanding your lungs. You're actually in your body. The breath is getting into your body. So you're able to be more present when you breathe deeply, and then your energy field will expand as well. So some practical ways that we could ground our energy are, like I was saying, conscious breathing. It's like, you know, we could do this right now. 3 to 4 deep breaths in through your nose with long exhales through your mouth. So like this, going in, holding it for 4, breathing out for 4, holding it for 4, breathing in for 4, holding it for 4, exhaling for 4, holding for 4. So if you notice, it's like a square. It's square breathing. So you're inhaling for the count of 4, holding for the count of 4, exhaling for the count of 4, holding for the count of 4. It's box breathing. I invite you to try that. I know that the Navy SEALs have been taught how to do that so that they become more grounded and aware in really stressful situations. Okay. Another thing that you can do to help you stay more grounded is what they call earthing. Okay. The best thing to do if you can is walk barefoot on grass, sand, or soil for at least 10 minutes. And it's about really feeling the earth beneath you. And it's a tactile thing, but also makes you fully aware of your connection to what you're walking on as well. Touch is another. To stay grounded, sometimes when we feel like, we're out of control, just place your hand over your heart or your root chakra, because you're bringing the energy from your head down into your body. And when you're able to keep it there, just pay attention, like for your heart, in the chest area, just, feel your heartbeat. And just breathe. It's almost as if it's allowing you to fall into your body. Sound is another way to, become more grounded. Drumming, there's lots of people who are starting to, the drumming is like the heartbeat, and maybe sometimes the heartbeat of Mother Earth, but also the heartbeat of the mother when we're in the womb as well, or just chanting, some people chant, or soft humming, believe it or not, because when you hum like, the vibration occurs in your body and that lowers, it lowers your energy centers to become more grounded. So, sound, I love Hertz music, solfeggio, rhythms and stuff like that. There's a lot on the internet about that. If you want to listen to Hertz meditations, like 528 Hertz is a very good frequency. It's very restorative. It's self-healing, and it helps you sleep better at night as well. And you could play that in the background. Just find something that resonates with you and feels, like you could listen to it for hours. And like I said, some of the tracks are, multi-hours, so you could just play them in the background. Movement. So we talked about sound. Movement is another way of getting into your body and grounding yourself. Yoga, gentle stretching, mindful walking reconnects you to your body. And, there's all different possibilities out there. Movement, even Tai Chi is important, but anything you could do to move, because that's going to anchor you into your body quickly. Dancing too is another thing that people can utilize to help them get, into their bodies. So just throw the music on and just start boogieing away. That might just help you as well. And another thing is visualization. Visualization is, some people say, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And, it's not that difficult. And there's not a correct or an incorrect way to do it. I feel that when we are, even if we pretend to visualize, you're still visualizing. Okay. So if you can, just imagine that you have golden roots extending deep into the earth from your feet, okay, and absorbing grounding light. This is a real cool way to really play with it. And, you know, it's like I could tell you things, but unless you do them for yourself, you're not going to have an experience. So I encourage you to, you know, try some of this stuff and make it your own. You might surprise yourself and you might learn something new about yourself and how you could ground yourself, because it's not a one-stop shop. What's going to work for one person, maybe not working at all for somebody else. And this is why we're so uniquely different. And this is why there's so many different modalities, because certain things are going to resonate with some people and not with others. So I invite you to find what resonates with you. So grounding has a ripple effect. So I'm just going to ask you this. What does being grounded truly mean to you? You know, is it a feeling? Is it a sensation? Is it a knowingness? Just, you know, ponder on that a little bit, you know. When you're grounded, you become a stabilizing frequency for others. I'll bet you didn't know that. Have you ever noticed sometimes your presence has a ripple effect around you to others, that that you could just be in their presence and you just feel different? You feel as if everything's going to be fine. This is what I'm talking about, the ripple effect of your calm. Your centered energy is going to influence your environment, okay? I talk about this a lot on my show. It's about the collective field and how we are all droplets of water in that collective pond, okay? And just like a pebble or a drop of water drops into a still pond, when it drops, it ripples and it goes out to the entire body of water, okay? We are the same way when we are part of collective consciousness. So when we are centered in our energy, we have a ripple effect in our environment, because it, you know, it's like that ripple comes from you and it's contributing to your workplace, your relationships, and even the collective field, as we were just talking about. When each person who grounds contributes to the healing of humanity, we are going to start seeing a huge shift, okay? Because in collective consciousness, not only do we have these things, but we also have the other things that people have contributed as well, you know, like the anger, the rage, and, you know, all the not nice stuff that is in collective. So I'm just going to challenge you all. How are you showing up in the world, and how are you contributing to the chaos or the calm that is in the world as well, okay? When your peace is powerful, it radiates outward like ripples in still water. So I encourage you to become that peace that's going to make an effect in your world. When we ground ourselves in the midst of all this interesting stuff that's flying around in the energetic, I call it the energetic shit show, for lack of a better description, because it's just like, there's a lot going on out there. And it's all a lot of distraction. And we have a choice whether we're going to allow it to distract us or we're going to focus on something completely different and ground our energy. So we could be the calm in the, you know, calm in this global chaos that, you know, we are experiencing right now. So we are getting ready to go on our next break on our show. And when we come back, I'm going to guide you into a anchored in the heart of Earth meditation so that you could have a experiential process. So you could put everything that we've talked about into practice. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll, you know, just start with that. Okay, take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're really enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for the Dr. Dolores Show, and I will be very grateful, and this will assist in getting the information out to those who need it. So as I promised, we're going to segue into a guided meditation. And this one might be just a little longer than usual because I feel it was really important to really spend some more time within ourselves to help us get things anchored. So when you're ready, I just invite you to find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. And just, you know, you could either lie down or sit, whatever you're comfortable with, and just close your eyes. Take a deep, slow breath in through your nose. Hold for a moment. And gently exhale through your mouth. Feel the air move through your body, releasing the static of your day. With each breath, you arrive more fully in this moment. Safe, supported, present. And bring your awareness to your body. Notice the weight of your body on the chair or floor or whatever surface that you're on. The contact of your feet with the ground. and just feel the energy of gravity gently holding you, reminding you that you belong here. Relax your shoulders, your jaw, your belly. Your breath moves freely through you like a peaceful tide. Now imagine a warm golden light glowing at the base of your spine, your root chakra. And from that light, strong luminous roots begin to grow downward through your legs, through the floor, and deep into the earth. With each breath, your roots spread wider and deeper through layers of soil, rock, crystal, and water until they reach the glowing heart of Mother Earth. At the Earth's center, imagine a sphere of radiant, molten light pulsing with love and wisdom. Your roots connect to this core, and a warm wave of energy begins to travel upward, rising through your roots, filling your legs, your hips, your abdomen. This energy feels nurturing, steady, and ancient. It reminds you that you are supported no matter what happens around you. Now, imagine this light continuing to rise through your chest, your shoulders, your arms, and into your head. As it moves, it dissolves all fear, confusion, or energetic clutter. Exhale anything that no longer serves you, and allow it to flow down your roots to be recycled by Mother Earth into light. Inhale peace. And exhale, release. You are now rooted, balanced, and still. And feel your energy field glowing, golden and grounded, extending from your feet to the heavens. You are both earth and sky, deeply anchored and divinely guided. And just say to yourself, I am safe. I am supported. I am the calm within the storm. Now, bring your awareness back to your heart center. And feel gratitude for the earth beneath you, her stability, her nourishment, her unconditional love. And let that gratitude fill every cell of your being. Sense your roots still strong beneath you, grounding you even more as you move through the day. And so take a deep breath in and anchor everything that has occurred and gently exhale. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Well, welcome back, everybody. Just notice how your body feels heavier, calmer, more connected, maybe even more planted. Carry this grounded energy with you wherever you go today. And welcome back, everybody. And we're going on to our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about grounding amidst global chaos today on my show. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up and share some more. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. And if this episode helped you reconnect to your center, especially that meditation, take a moment to share that grounding energy with the world. Like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with someone who needs a moment of peace today. And I'm sure you know somebody, I know a couple people who would benefit from this. Join our Conscious Community newsletter for free meditations and tools for your awakening journey. And if you're ready to go deeper, schedule a one-on-one session with me, and you could find out more information about that on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and let's help you feel calm, clear, and energetically aligned. Also, when you sign up for my newsletter, there's also a guided meditation geared towards being in the present moment. It gives you a taste of what it's like to be in the present moment when you ground in multiple dimensions. So I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter and you'll get that. And spread the word. We really would love to hear what you have to say so we could support you better. So, you know, we've been talking about grounding today, and grounding is not about putting yourself in timeout because you're a bad person, you know, like what we used to have when we were kids. Grounding is about connecting to our earth, which is our anchor, okay? Mother Earth is wanting to support, nurture, and love us unconditionally, and sometimes we forget to do that, and it's so important to ground ourselves so we could get the nourishment from her. So, you know, grounding is an energetic necessity, not a luxury. It anchors your soul in physical reality. And let me tell you, there's so much stuff going on. You don't know what's real or Memorex, what's real or AI, or what's real and what's bullshit. So, you know, this is going to help you stay centered and focused and in your truth, and you're going to be able to have a better time discerning what is truth, okay? The earth is your ally. Mother Earth, her energy stabilizes and rebalances you when the world feels unstable. So if you're ever feeling wobbly, just imagine your feet going into the earth as roots and going down to the center of the earth. This is a great way to get you there, and breathe too while you're doing it, because your breath is going to anchor you into your body. Presence creates peace. When you ground, you return to your power in the now moment. And I'm going to repeat that because I feel that that is so important. Presence creates peace. When you ground, you return to your power in the moment. Just feel that. That's just powerful within itself. Energetic self-care matters. Protect your energy field by limiting exposure to chaotic energies. And if that means turning off, you know, the news, the TV, your your social media feeds, by all means, please do that, because this will help you not leak your energy and get sucked into what's the chaos that's kind of surrounding you. Okay. And remember, I think the most important thing, your calm is contagious. Okay. How you are, who you are, your essence, your beingness flows out into the world, whether you're aware of it or not. How are you showing up? Are you in a calm state or are you like flustered and ungrounded? When you show up and you're calm, you stay centered and you elevate the vibration of everybody around you. And if you ever doubt that, just try that. Just be calm within yourself and just see how people and the environment responds to you. Great little research project you could try on your own. Okay. So some of my closing thoughts are this. The world may be transforming, but within you lies an unshakable stillness. When you ground, you remember that you are both spirit and matter, rooted in the earth, yet connected to the divine, rooted in Mother Earth, and connected to Father Sky. As you master grounding, you become a beacon of stability, peace, and compassion in an ever-changing world. Your presence alone can help restore balance to the collective. Yes, you can make a difference. Peace on Earth starts with each one of us individually. We all contribute to the collective. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. And in the midst of chaos, stay grounded like the tree. Its roots deep in the earth, its branches reaching for the light. And, you know, thank you so much for listening today. And I know that if this has touched you, to reach out and share and spread the word. Because how we help each other is through, you know, I'm going to say it's, how could I say this? It's contagious. It's like word of mouth is the best advertisement. If you're liking what you're hearing, just share it, because you know people who are going to really align with this. And this might just be what they needed to hear right here, right now, in this moment. You never know what people are going through. When you start sharing things and being part of a community, this is where we stand in our power. This is where we are able to accomplish things that are unthinkable and are most beautiful. So I encourage you to just be your truest authentic self, allow your essence to radiate through, because you make a difference more than you could ever imagine. And it's up to us individually to contribute to the changes that we're seeing and we are going to need to be seeing in the future. So with that in mind, I'm going to sign off for now, and just know that you are loved, valued, and appreciated. And most of all, you are so worth it. Stay tuned next week. See you for another episode, and signing off for now. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.